With Northwest News from KNKX, what you think of the film director John Waters might depend on how you came to know him. Maybe you first saw his work, Hairspray, a 1988 film with Ricky Lake as a plucky Baltimore teen fighting segregation. It was adapted later as a bright and bouncy musical and film. Or maybe you know his earlier work, which earned him a reputation for depicting shocking things like bodily functions, sex acts, and more. One of those early movies has been restored and will be shown tonight at SIFF Cinema Egyptian in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. 88.5's Ed Ronco called John Waters in Baltimore to ask him about the film and his reputation.
This particular movie, Multiple Maniacs, I think was called A Celluloid Atrocity when it first came out. Is that right?
Yeah, so I think our ad campaign said, you won't believe this one.
You know, your work has been described as filth and in poor taste. You've personally been dubbed a pervert and the Prince of Puke, and you've sort of embraced those titles. So, John Waters, here is my question. What would you consider an insult?
An insult would be saying I was trying too hard. And I think that's why $100 million gross-out Hollywood movies aren't funny today, because they're trying too hard. It's easy to horrify people, it's easy to shock people, but it's much harder to make them laugh.
Multiple Maniacs is the film that is coming to the Seattle International Film Festival theaters here. It came out in 1970. It's been restored. Give me a sense of the before and after. What are audiences going to see that's different?
Well, they can hear it and see it for the first time. It was 16 millimeter. It was done with a hand splicer. There was dirt on it. At first, Criterion and Genesis Film said, do you want us to restore every bit of dirt? And I said, no, I never wanted it to look like that. Let's make it look as good as we can. So now I'm really proud to say it looks like a bad John Cassavetes movie. So there's little details in it that I never, ever saw before.
Well, you were just in Seattle earlier this year. Anything about audiences here that you think makes your movies resonate?
Well, Seattle has always been arty in the best sense of the word. I mean, I've done my Christmas show there a lot. I'm coming back again doing it this year. So it has an audience that always has gotten my sense of humor, really. From the very beginning, Seattle was a good town for my movies in the beginning. It was one of the first places they cut on. My spoken word shows, I do them several times a year there. We tested Hairspray the musical there before it opened on Broadway. That's where we did it. So I've spent a lot of time in Seattle, and the audiences always seem to get exactly what I was doing. I never feel misunderstood in Seattle.
You make a lot of cameos. One that pops out in my mind is your appearance, which I guess wasn't really a cameo, more of a guest starring thing, on The Simpsons, of all places.
Yeah, that was a big part, actually. Yeah, that was one of the best things I ever did, be on The Simpsons. Oh, that was an honor. Now, my agent did get me the part that I always wanted. The only thing besides The Simpsons I wanted to do was to be in the Alvin the Chipmunks movie, and I was in the last Alvin the Chipmunk movie.
Why Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Well, I've always been obsessed by them, and, you know, I always sometimes remember when the cocaine years, I wanted people to start talking so much faster that they'd start speaking like the Chipmunks.
And so when the film comes to Seattle, what do you hope audiences take away?
People say they're bringing their kids. I say, don't sit with your children. You don't want to watch this with your children. I've had people propose in front of me and ask me to marry them. I've had people ask me to sign every possible body part there is.
Do you? Do you do that?
Yes, to a point, you know.
Sure.
Was it in Seattle? No, it wasn't in Seattle. It was in New York. In San Francisco, waiting in line at a book signing, completely nude.
Wow.
And it was a straight guy, and he said he wanted to sit on my lap and take a picture for his mother for the Christmas card.
Oh, my God. And
so I thought, you never know. I bring out the best in people.
I've seen you asked before if you're going to make another movie, and I guess maybe I'll just ask that question. Are you? What's next? Are you going to make another movie?
Who knows? I mean, I've signed a two-book deal. My books do better than my movies in the last 20 years. So I'm writing a book now called Mr. Know-It-All. at the same time, I had a big development deal with HBO to do a sequel to Hairspray that didn't get made. So maybe it will after the NBC version comes out at Christmas.
All right.
We'll see.
Well, John Waters, this has been a treat. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
That was film director John Waters talking with 88.5's Ed Ronco. His film Multiple Maniacs plays tonight at SIFF Cinema Egyptian in Seattle. One of its stars, Mink Stole, will be in attendance.